This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and I'm still sore from that spring.
Yes, and we have Miss Lynn May of Dave. Everybody was saying yesterday, they're all wearing your uniforms when we were at the concert. Dave uniforms, get it? Wow. All we need are crickets.
All we need are crickets, yeah.
I was going to say, do we laugh now?
Yeah. This is the funny stuff.
Yeah. Doesn't get any better than this, folks.
Oh, no.
Just remember, you've only got one more day to put up with it. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here. What a great night we had.
We had a blast.
Man, I'm telling you. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy tore the place down.
Yeah, they can come back every year, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The DAV, not known as DAV.
Darn.
Or Dave.
Or Dave, sorry. But the DAV is so proud to be able to sponsor that with the Warbirds. That concert was fantastic. They do such a good job. We had people dancing in the aisles, and you just couldn't hardly be anywhere without tapping your foot.
I broke
they
the chair
were,
dancing.
Did you?
Well, close.
Was that you?
Yeah.
I wonder what all the police were doing up there.
Captain Clumsy.
That's a whole
here.
Other issue, which we won't go into.
No, we sure won't. I'm really very impressed with them. They rock the house. You feel so energized when you leave their concert. It's just really a great time.
It really is, and we are so happy to be able to bring them to AirVenture because it just kind of fits right in with everybody's mood and everybody just being joyous and happy and just in a good mood. And it was a fun concert. The DAV, they do so many wonderful things, and this is a big part of their outreach. Hopefully, even that concert may have reached someone that needed help from the DAV that didn't know where to turn. And, you know, everything we do, we focus on veterans, and that concert was no exception.
And the part where the veterans came in was very cool,
yeah,
when they made the entrance.
From the honor flight.
You know, that never gets old. I get goosebumps and teary-eyed every single time.
Yep.
And one of our volunteers from the local area, the local DAV chapter, had a brother, a twin brother, actually, that was a Vietnam veteran that actually went on the honor flight. And we talked with them afterwards, and I'll tell you, he had a blast. It was just so special. Memories made that will never be duplicated. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, you know, there again, anything we can do for the veterans, we want to do it. And that is a fabulous program.
Do you get a lot of the veterans saying that they've never been to the Vietnam Memorial or they've never been to any of those down there in D.C.?
Well, you know, that really doesn't come up much, but I know there's a lot of them that have not. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial, of course, is wonderful. I've been there, and there's a spirit there that's like none other. So I think it would be awesome for every Vietnam veteran to be able to experience that, but some don't want to, you know. Veterans, they all have a story. Every story is different, and part of what the DAV does is listen to them and try to help them do whatever needs to be done. Sometimes the best therapy for them might be to help them get into an honor flight. And, you know, the DAV, their local DAV chapter could even help with that. Most of the folks that are volunteers at the local DAV level know about those kind of things in their area as well. So whatever services and benefits are out there for veterans, even if it's not directly from DAV. DAV is a great outlet to find those things.
A resource.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. A great resource.
And it's an excellent starting point because not only can you find out how to get help, but you can also find out where to get help.
Well, and that's the big thing, too. Sometimes they might know, well, maybe the DAV could help me, but how do I find them? Well, it's very easy. Just go to dav.org. That's dav.org. And you know, you can find a chapter anywhere. We have 1,300 chapters across the nation. And we have 1.3 million members. And all those members are there to serve all the veterans that are out there. The services are free. The DAV's been around since 1920. So what do they say? This ain't our first rodeo.
Yeah.
We have a heart for really helping veterans. And, you know, as things change, the DAV changes with it. Right now, we have resources to help veterans find employment. That's kind of a big thing right now. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of resources available. So if there's a veteran out there that maybe is looking for a job, contact the local DAV. Who knows? Maybe they can help with some resources or education or something that can help along that path.
Right.
I was going to say, word of mouth really does work.
And, it does.
It's an important part of it all.
Well, a big part of our outreach is to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, people say, oh, why don't you sell hats? Or, you know, our mission is to reach a veteran that doesn't know where to turn. So that's what we're all about, fulfilling those promises to the men and women who served, helping them with their claims, helping them with transportation, whatever they need help with. That's what we're all about. And it's such an honor to be here and talk to veterans. We hear story after story after story. Right now, we're sitting down on Warbird Plaza with our big DAV display. We still have an A-10 in front of us.
I was going to ask you what the plane was today.
It's still fantastic.
Oh, that's it. I'd love that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
If I was going to scale down and make a home built, that's it.
Well, it's a beautiful beast, I'll tell you that.
unless you happen to be a bad guy, in which case it's going to really ruin your day.
Yep.
That's for sure. That's for sure. But, you know, we have not only do we have fun down there at the DAV display, we have stickers to give out. We have a couple posters down there.
Yeah, I saw one of them last night. It looked like it was pretty full.
You know, we've had a lot of people stop by and say hello, a lot of veterans. We're asking all veterans and active military to stop by and sign that poster. As full as it looks, there's room, always room for more. So come on down and sign the poster. We're going to be framing those posters and leaving them here with some of the air show personnel that helped make this possible.
That's very cool.
Well, and hopefully they'll put those in a place of honor, because they are there so that we can say thank you to the veterans and honor them for their service. That's a great thing to do. We owe them our freedom, and any help or anything we can do for them, we want to do everything we can to make it happen.
Right.
Yeah. The one thing I really liked last night, were into speeches and everything, they were welcoming home the Vietnam veterans.
Yes.
Long overdue.
Yes.
And because it was a very turbulent time in our history, and they didn't get the respect that they had earned. And most people.
The general was very eloquent.
Yes,
he was.
Spoke. Very, very powerful.
And I think that touched a lot of hearts in the audience, not only of those veterans that had just returned from the honor flight, but a lot of other veterans and people just like me and you that were out there that know how that happened and why that happened and regret that that happened.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes we'll have Vietnam veterans especially just almost become emotional when we thank them because they just didn't get thanked enough. And we can't thank them enough.
Right.
So we just got to keep on going.
I think most of them attempted to come home and disappear.
Yeah.
Because they were ordered to do that, I believe.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, the stigma was just not nice.
Right.
Ugh,
but
thank
goodness we now have so many outlets to honor them and thank them, because they are a huge group right now.
Yes, they are.
And they are such an important part of our history. The DAV is dedicated to give them every benefit that they're entitled to. Everything they've earned, they need to get, and the DAV can help them get it.
The general quoted a number last night that really surprised me. Well, two things surprised me. One, our involvement in Vietnam was almost 20 years. It was from 1955, and I believe we got out in 75. I had no idea it had gone on that long. The other number he quoted that surprised me, I mean, really stunned me, was there are 7 million Vietnam veterans. I had no idea there were that many. It really surprised me.
Well, I didn't really know that number either. But that just goes to show you what kind of need is out there.
Mm-hmm.
So the more we can get the word out with great folks like you to tell them there's help out there, the better.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, Vietnam was a long time ago, but do you have veterans that are coming up to you from Vietnam and saying, I still need help?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All the time. A lot of times the Agent Orange issue is a big thing. The DAV not only advocates for the veteran before the VA for these types of claims, but they also have a group on Capitol Hill that really tries to help with the legislation for these types of issues. So, you know, it's like we're always on your side to make sure that the government does fulfill those promises. That's not just a slogan. We mean that. And we do everything we can to make that happen. We have most of the folks that stop by and see us now are Vietnam veterans. And they all have a different story, but some of their stories are just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them do need help with their claims, or they don't know that they're entitled to something. And so it's a great thing to be able to help them. It's such an honor to be able to help them. So if anyone out there is listening, knows a veteran of any conflict, go to DAV.org, find a national service officer or a chapter in your area, and get the help and get the benefits that you've already earned. Heck, you've already paid the price.
Yeah,
it's just sitting there waiting for you.
You did the hard part.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can't thank you enough for that. Thank you for our freedom. And, you know, we want you to get what's sitting there for you that you've already paid for.
So do you run across a lot of guys that say, oh, I never knew any of this was available for me?
Well, we do. Sometimes they'll say, well, I don't need the DAV, or I don't need the VA benefits because I'm fine here and I don't have any disability. And that's a great opportunity to volunteer as well. It's veterans helping veterans. Also, I always recommend go sit down with an NSO and just see. You might have some benefits out there that you're not even aware of that they're available. So heck, why not, right?
Right. Exactly.
The services are free. They've always been free since 1920. And
you got nothing to lose.
A little bit of your time,
right.
If nothing else, it'll make you get organized. And if at some point in time you do need some assistance, you'll be ready.
Yep, there you go.
We're not veterans, but we're coming down there to see you people to help us get organized, because we've been way off track this morning.
Well, you know, it's Saturday, so that's okay.
Yep.
Because Saturday's a good day to step back,
to be
punt,
disorganized.
Start.
Yeah.
I didn't want to quite say it that way. Wait till
tomorrow rolls along if you think this is a grin festival.
Yeah.
Well, and yesterday was just so great for the veterans. I don't know if you saw the big veterans parade before the honor flight. The veterans just love doing that, and it's just a way to showcase them.
Right.
So that parade was really great. Everyone clapping, everyone waving their flags. It was just it was a wonderful thing.
Okay, and you guys are down on Warbird Alley with your A-10.
Yeah.
Not her A-10, but an A-10.
Do you have the keys for it? I'd like to take
right,
it around
right.
once.
There aren't any keys.
Well, how the heck do you get into the thing if you don't have keys? You have a little clicker?
You go in there and press the button that says fly.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, fly boys, okay.
Yeah. All right, this has been Lynn May with the DAV, and I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.